97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, and also hello. You know, Aaron, there's a special type of journalist who I feel like just waits for stories to come along and then does like a little finger-tinting motion. Just how can I make this the most clever thing I can possibly do? Because at Miami Beach, it is going to be illegal starting New Year's Day, which, I mean, has already happened.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's illegal
it is
right
currently
now.
Illegal.
It's currently illegal to smoke in beaches and public parks in Miami Beach, which that's not terribly beyond the pale. Smoking in public places is slowly seeing a ratchet down. It creates litter, so they don't want you tossing cigarette butts, et cetera, et cetera. And the headline for this story, God bless this Miami journalist, starting New Year's Day, you can still wear bikinis at Miami Beach, but forget about showing butts. Cigarette butts, that is. A smoking ban goes into effect. Come on, dude. Come on.
I think that's clever.
It's
also
ridiculous.
I was literally just in Miami, as you know, and thank goodness this law exists. It's not even the cigarettes that's the problem. It's the weed that's the problem. So fun fact about me, I am a nerd, and I, for whatever reason, just did not have a friend circle that was into
the devil's lettuce,
which actually is false. Many of my friends were well into the devil's lettuce.
Yeah, I was about
to
say, you did improv for long enough, I don't believe you.
I was in high school in the 90s. I was in grad school. I had many friends who were well into the devil's lettuce, and not one of them offered me any at any
That's
point.
That's just rude. That's
rude,
a breach
right?
of etiquette, honestly.
Super rude. But
you're supposed to be inclusive.
Exactly. But what this means is that not until really recently did my brain associate the smell of marijuana with actual marijuana. Like, it didn't click. Like, oh, this skunky smell is marijuana.
Which is not an awesome smell.
It's not a great smell. It's not the worst smell in the world.
I mean, yeah.
But it was in Las Vegas when it happened. Because if you're in Las Vegas, you walk up and down the strip, like you go a block and a half, you get a whiff of marijuana. And it was there that my brain like made the connection between this smell and this devil's lettuce. So now whenever we're walking anywhere at all and we smell marijuana, Brad and I have the same joke, which is, oh, that smells like Vegas, right?
Smells like Vegas.
After coming back from Miami, I was like, we're going to have to change Vegas to Miami because
well,
yeah. The whole city smells like pot.
That's much more of like a, well, I guess Miami and Vegas both have the same joke for me on what it smells like, but that's not quite as let's move on.
It smells like many things.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Bully for the city of Miami Beach, because I didn't see like a cigarette issue, but there's weed aflowing.
Cigarette
all over
butts
the place.
Are
there.
Huge litter issue.
Oh, it's a huge litter issue.
I feel
issue.
Like folks
yeah.
don't fully understand that they're often made of like fiberglass and plastic. Like a cigarette butt is not biodegradable in the slightest.
Right.
It's just going to stay there.
Yeah.
Forever.
All the more reason to quit smoking, right?
Yeah. Quit smoking, or we should ban all smoking unless you just John Wayne it. You just roll your own from a bag that you carry. It's like a pouch on your belt. You have to learn to hand make it. Yeah, yeah. I want to make smoking more difficult. I don't want to ban it. I just want it to be way harder.
My fingers are all calloused, Pilgrim, and I'll tell you why.
Because of Philip Morris.
All right, you got a minute. What's left?
All right, I got a minute. I can talk about a Tesla autopilot leading police on a chase. I thought that was pretty fun.
Go for it.
Yeah, yeah. So this dude fell asleep in his car, and he had the autopilot going, and cops tried to pull him over, and it just simply didn't work because the Tesla kept on going. It's beautiful. Eventually, he woke up and pulled over, which leads me just to imagine the situation of having accidentally fallen asleep at the wheel. You wake up panicking regardless.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
For anyone who's been unsafe, which I feel like it happens to you once and then you realize that you need to make better decisions in the future, when you snap awake, you panic. Oh, no. Ah. If you wake up and in the rear view there are a bunch of cop lights, Blues Brothers style, that ratchets it up several levels of panic. Oh my, what have I done?
What have I done?
Too much Vegas, I've forgotten.
Such a low speed police chase, like just cruising down the highway at exactly the speed limit.
At exactly the speed limit.
I do have a follow-up question about what your moment was when you realized that you had done something you shouldn't and you need to make better choices behind the wheel next time.
Oh, yeah. No, I was coming back from Raleigh late one night. I was probably like 20, 21, early 20s, baby 20s. And there are a series of bridges going over Jordan Lake, and my parents live in one of the neighborhoods around Jordan Lake. And I snapped back awake and was headed kind of for a guardrail.
Oh, God.
And it was not awesome. And I did not hit the guardrail. I was perfectly safe. And I was fully awake, the most awake any human has ever been for the rest of the drive home. The adrenaline did not stop for quite some time.
I've not been in that situation, but I did once drive from New Jersey to Boston for the Red Sox victory parade in 2004. It was like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. driving.
Brutal.
And then driving back was a very difficult challenge. I got into Rhode Island and I was like, no, I need to sleep. Like, this can't abide. So I literally pulled off the road into a Cracker Barrel and just slept in the parking lot for 45 minutes.
Know your limits, Aaron Keck.
And then I got out of the car and had a lovely meal.
You just walked straight out and now breakfast.